Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
It's a Tuesday edition of Fantasy Sports Today. We're inching closer to the fantasy football season in the NFL beginning. Of course, college is already underway. Joe and I on the show will react to everything that happened over the weekend in fantasy. If you have a final draft, we'll tell you who's up and who's down in terms of average draft position and get you ready for week one of the NFL season. Fantasy Sports Today starts now.
Sports Today.
Toward the end zone, it is caught. Seattle's going to the Super Bowl.
Fires up the middle. Pass is caught by Owens. Owens made the catch.
Pass is caught. Diggs, sideline, touchdown. Unbelievable. Toss to White. Super Bowl!
And welcome in. This is Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish and Joe Pisapia with you here on the show. You can follow me on Twitter at Craig Mish. You can follow Joe on Twitter at JoePisapia17. Of course, still time to purchase Joe's Black Book. If you haven't had a chance to, grab it now. You've got 48 hours because the season's about to get underway. Joe, here we are. Thursday night, we got the opening night of the NFL. And I'm guessing it kind of was smart to wait as long as you possibly could because I hope you had a great Labor Day weekend, but it wasn't really great for some people in their draft because a couple of little movers and shakers happened over the weekend. So hope you had a good one, and we'll dive right in this afternoon.
Well, yes, value's in the eye of the beholder. So if you were an early drafter and you had a little bit of forethought of how you thought certain running back situations were going to shake out, then it may have benefited you. But you're right. There was a lot of musical chairs this weekend, some new guys and some new places, none of which were shocking at all. In fact, a lot of them more chalky than we usually see, because normally it's a very kind of logic stacking in terms of, I think this guy will end up here and this makes sense because this guy used to play with this guy. And that's pretty much what happened. And I got to say, I'm a good boy, Craig, because I said I was going to watch some college football this weekend, and I did. So I saw some of the highlights as well of the other games. I saw the four freshman quarterbacks put up some big days. So I told you, when I commit to something, I commit to it.
All right. You binge watched college football. I like to hear that. So we'll see if that continues. Of course, NFL and college coming up Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Again, this week, we had some great college football also, of course, on Sunday and Monday. But I think, Joe, this is kind of like our last word, so to speak, on in terms of drafting in fantasy football, because I feel like when we come back tomorrow, it'll be like bold prediction time. We'll look over the season, what we think will end up happening. I can't imagine anyone drafting on Thursday night, on draft night. Most people, at this point, I think 90% of the people have drafted in fantasy. So with 2 days to go, kind of reviewing the weekend real quick. I feel like the biggest move, of course, was LeSean McCoy being cut by the Bills. He goes to the Chiefs. And then naturally what we're seeing is the ADP crash for Damian Williams and Darwin Thompson. A lot of varying opinions on this, by the way, on Twitter, social media. Some people feel it doesn't affect Damian Williams at all and it affects Darwin Thompson. Others feel it doesn't affect Darwin Thompson at all and it affects Damian Williams. And of course, Andy Reid said yesterday, Damian Williams is the starter. So I don't know. Dive into this one here, Joe. What do you think? What do you think about this whole madness here?
If Damian Williams was so great, then why are they spending $4 million on LeSean McCoy? And if LeSean McCoy is so great, why is Buffalo so ready to get rid of him? Well, I mean, I think Jeff Radcliffe had a great stat that he put out over the weekend, which is out of 62 qualifying running backs, LeSean McCoy had the second lowest yards after contact per attempt last season. So let's stop thinking that LeSean McCoy is great or LeSean McCoy is the same LeSean McCoy that was under Andy Reid before. So I think you have to put your expectations in a certain box with that. Now, could he be good? Sure, anything's possible. I think this is an indictment on Damian Williams. I think he was one of the more dangerous ADPs that was targeted early in June. People had him in the early second round. Then he started to fall a little bit more, and still that value is somewhere second, third round most of the time. And I just thought it had too many variables in it for my taste, because I could see something like this happening and something like this just happened. As far as Darwin Thompson goes, I like him even more, because to me, if Williams was so great, this LeSean McCoy thing never would have happened. And once McCoy reminds everybody where he is right now in his career, I think Darwin Thompson still can be a productive running back this year. Now, it might not happen in September, but this is more of a long play. This is more of a stash him on your bench. This is more of a looking to the future and be patient. If you're not that kind of owner, then that's fine. But I'm not counting out Darwin Thompson yet. But as far as Damian Williams goes, I hate to say I told you so, Craig, but I feel like I told you so.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of see it the same. And again, by signing McCoy, even if he doesn't play well, the signal is, I think, from the Chiefs that there isn't a ton of trust in Damian Williams, even though he said that. The results will speak for themselves for sure. I am a Darwin Thompson owner in a couple of big leagues. I am disappointed. I can't say that I'm not. Obviously, he's my RB3 or 4 is like the main backup when I need him in a bye week, hoping by that time something happens. And that's on me. I mean, I was very high on him, and I hope that he ends up doing something, but I certainly may have to wait. And then on the flip side, Joe, we have the Buffalo Bills situation, which I think is a lot murkier for sure. Devin Singletary gets a bump, of course, with the trade. But Frank Gore is still there. And, Joe, I mean, we may not agree on this one, but I got to tell you, Frank Gore, wherever he goes, he gets a lot of carries. He gets a lot of playing time. Personally, I got to say, I don't think that's going to change. I think this is going to be a split between Gore and Singletary this year.
I think it's a split for September. And I think after that, after 4 to 6 weeks into the season, Singletary is going to go and take that ball and literally run with it. And it's you're right. Frank Gore has always continue to be a useful running back in the NFL, a frustrating one for fantasy owners because he kind of hinders value of other guys, whether it be Kenyon Drake or maybe now Singletary. But when I look at this situation, I just think this is exactly what I've been targeting Singletary all offseason for, which is the Bills want to turn the page. The Bills want to get young. The Bills want to look forward, and they want the fan base to look forward, and Singletary is the next piece of that puzzle. So this is a one more hurdling block out of his way. And I think big thumbs up here. I think this actually moves up Singletary's time frame as opposed to Darwin Thompson moving backwards. So I think this is excellent news that LeSean McCoy left town.
Yeah. I mean, it's good news for him, but I just don't see it the same way. I think Gore is going to play.
Such
I think
a he's pessimist. Gonna play a lot. Come on.
On this one, I am. I saw this play out all last year in Miami. And now look, it's a different coaching staff and a new team for sure. But I saw this play out. Kenyon Drake's the guy. Gore gets the carries. Think the same thing happens in Buffalo. We'll be right back on Fantasy Sports Today. Joe Pizzapi and Craig Mish. Don't go away.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes ear congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You were back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right.
Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
If you've heard of WeatherTech floor liners, you probably know that for your vehicle's floor, nothing protects better. But what about protection for the rest of your car or truck? I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Besides our floor liners, we design, engineer, and manufacture a wide range of automotive accessories right here in America. And just like our floor liners, everything is done to the highest standards possible. We understand what kind of investment owning a vehicle can be, so we do everything possible to help you protect it. We don't take shortcuts, and we never make concessions when it comes to quality. For everything from cargo liners to cleaning and detailing supplies, to mud flaps and car covers, the one place you need to go is WeatherTech.com. So if you are familiar with our floor liners, just imagine how well the rest of our products will work for you. Learn more about our full line of automotive accessories at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS. WeatherTech.com, proudly made in America.
Full-time fantasy.
When you give advice to people and they always push back and they go, well, what about this? What about? I'm like, all right, so why are you asking me that? You disagree or you have a different viewpoint, so why are you asking me? I don't want to argue with you. I'm not here to fight.
Maybe he doesn't ask for my opinion. I'm giving it. I'm trying to give him, like, I like this guy. Right. He'll go, I don't like this guy. I'm like, dude, who had Patrick Mahomes last year? Who won thousands of dollars? I'm giving you advice. No, I don't like this guy. Seriously?
Weekdays, 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers. The Morning Line.
I know a lot of people were very excited about the potential for Duke Johnson to finally be free. He didn't get as much opportunity in Cleveland as many people thought he should. But listen, Duke Johnson has never carried the ball more than something like 125 times in a season. He was not ready to stand up to the rigors of being a three-down workhorse back. So they bring in Carlos Hyde as well. Carlos Hyde, to me, is something of just a guy. Could be serviceable for early down work in Houston.
Weekdays, 6 to 7 a.m. Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on Zumo TV, channel 719.
Then he pivots, fakes, chucks the big bomb halfway down the field to our hopefully still wide open tailback. I call it
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish and Joe Pisapia. Fantasy Sports Today presents
first play from scrimmage.
The opening drive.
The first play of the game.
Caught the opening play and all the way for a touchdown.
And welcome back. This is Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish and Joe Pisapia. And yes, this is the opening drive here on the show. First quarter, second quarter, third quarter, fourth quarter, or first down, second down, third down, fourth down. However you want to look at it, it is the opening drive here on the show on this Tuesday as we get closer to the fantasy football season being underway. And I feel like we've been saying that for a couple of weeks. Let's start off here. Let's do it by down. Let's start off with first down. And for those of you who followed me on Twitter last week, And this is one that I told you guys was going to happen. Nobody seemed to want to believe it. But yeah, Dolphins are in full tank mode. They trade their left tackle, Laremy Tunsil. They also trade Kenny Stills, more of a dump, honestly. But they trade Kenny Stills to Houston. And so, Joe, at this point, their Vegas total dropped down. There's no fives anymore for the Dolphins. It's all four. And there was a lot of four and a half anyway. But it's four and a half or nothing now. And I think clearly at this point, Joe, if there was any question going into the season, which team is the worst in the NFL? Now, look, it could change. Miami could win three games. Arizona could win two. Miami could win two games. Cincinnati could win one. Well, you know how these things go. No one really knows for sure at the end of the season. But it certainly looks like the intent is there for Miami to not win a lot of games this season. I just can't endorse anything in fantasy with them this year.
No, it's very difficult to. And you know what? This is probably not the end of them moving guys, too, with the trade line looming. I think it would not be shocking to see Kenyon Drake be the next guy to go because his contract's up at the end of the year as well. So if they can get something for him, a pick, no matter what it is, I think they'll take that and run. This made a lot of sense, though, for the Texans because they definitely needed some help on the line, and Tunsil's going to give them that. Kenny Stills gives them nice veteran wide receiver depth, which, let's be honest, considering the track record of Will Fuller's inability to stay healthy, and then coupling that with Kiki Kuti, his inability lately to stay healthy also, I think Kenny Stills is a guy that's probably by the end of the year going to put up fringe wide receiver three numbers just because everybody else is hurt and he's going to have to show up and be that. So I think Stills becomes immediately useful in a 14 team league. Like, he's the kind of guy you want on a bench. And if you own a Fuller or you own a Kiki QT share, I think you probably want to have Stills on your bench because it's an easy swap in and out in a deep league. But I think you can see the Texans right now from this weekend all in, clearly smelling blood in the water with Andrew Luck now moving on and retiring. So this makes a lot of sense for them to go all in, go win this division, go get home field advantage. And I think they need that if they want to get to a Super Bowl, because I think it's going to be tough for them to go into New England. It's going to be tough for them to go into Kansas City. So it makes a lot of sense for them on the other end of this to be all in. And boy, oh boy, if you got that under on the five with the Dolphins early, that's a nice bet right about now.
Yeah, yeah. I will say that I do quite a bit. But also good points on that. The other point that I would make is obviously, yes, blood is smelt in the water. But the other point is no general manager. The coach who's on the hot seat is making the trades, gave away future first round picks, of which he may never see if this doesn't work out. And obviously the other part of it, too, is that Houston has to take a look and say Andrew Luck's been on his back for the last 5 years. We don't want that to happen. Let's get somebody that can help Deshaun Watson. Who knows if Deshaun Watson would be in that situation? So it does make sense from Houston's point of view. I just think it's fleeting. I don't think it's going to work, and I don't think the Texans are going to be very good, but certainly the attempt was there. Second down, the Patriots placed N'Keal Harry on the injured reserve list. So at this point, I don't know, Joe. I mean, is he cuttable in redraft leagues at this point? New England's wide receivers are already dicey as it is. So who's the beneficiary from this? And potentially, is there a sleeper looming in New England this year? Because this kid was a first-round pick.
He is. And I still think in dynasty leagues, he's a guy that still could return value. But in redraft, if he goes on the pup, absolutely. I mean, that seems to be where everything's going. So he's absolutely a guy that in redrafts you can let go of right now. I mean, if you're in a 14, 16 team league, okay, maybe it's a little different. You hedge your bets, but in your standard 12 team league, I think you're dropping Harry right now because I think there's more immediate things out there that can help you. There's probably guys out there like Trey Quinn. Maybe some other people dropped pieces like Darwin Thompson. People react and overreact very quickly to things that happened, especially over this weekend. There was a lot of movement, the Carlos Hyde movement. We talked a ton about some of those Texans running backs last time we were together, and we said, well, let's just wait. They're probably going to do something, and ended up being Carlos Hyde, which is who we thought. But yes, I definitely think you drop him, and there's pieces out there that can help your team right now.
Yeah, and we'll talk about a couple of the options on New England. And my last round pick in the last two drafts I had was Jacoby Myers, and certainly I don't know enough about him to know what he'll be. But
Dorsett's the only guy that comes to mind. If you're taking a dart throw, I would say, having watched a ton of the Pats because I'm a Pats fan, Dorsett's that guy that Brady has a very good rapport with. But honestly, I think this is just better for your Josh Gordon shares. Really, that's the guy who's the big winner here.
Right. Well, maybe the Gordon shares, the insurance is Jacoby Myers. I mean, that could be a possibility, maybe, too. Either way, he made the team, so that's good news. Is I don't have two guys to cut. Crockett on Houston, I got to cut in one league. But no, I don't have to cut Myers. All right, third down here, Jordan Reed of the Washington Redskins, who, by the way, is not a top three or top four tight end in fantasy anymore like we once thought. Still in concussion protocol, Joe. And you know, I mean, this is just one of those things that goes beyond fantasy to reality at this point. And look, a lot of people weren't going to be in on him going into the fantasy season. I mean, to say that you were is silly. Nobody was. And to say that you're out on Jordan Reed is also silly, because everybody knows that's the obvious thing to be out. But I am worried about this guy. Seven concussions, Joe. Like, I mean, I get wanting to play football, but at what point is it too much?
He should step away. He really should. I mean, this team is going nowhere. I get that you love the game, and I get all that. And maybe it's like the antithesis of the Andrew Luck, the guy who just wants to play and he can't get on the field, and the frustrations of that, or maybe even the financial frustrations for him. I don't know what sort of money he's guaranteed if he steps away. So it's very difficult. I get it. And I wish I could say that there weren't people in on him, because there were. There were a lot of people out there because tight end wasn't great. Oh my gosh, I saw a lot of, hey, don't sleep on Jordan Reed. He could still bounce back because, you know, there's nobody else to throw the ball to you. Well, yeah, there's nobody else to throw the ball to, but at the same time, Jordan Reed can't stay on the field. And it's unfortunate because we've seen healthy Jordan Reed be a tremendous player. But look, you're right. He should step out and away, because right now you wonder about the long-term effects of this. And seven is an enormous number. And I think for the good of him, for the good of his family, he should step away. And look, they got rid of Doxson, another guy that we talked about last week. He's gone now. They released him. You're in a situation now where Richardson's still not healthy. I mentioned Trey Quinn in that last second down we were discussing about guys you could pick up. Trey Quinn's probably going to lead this team in receptions all year. Don't sleep on that. I know it's not a good team, but in full point PPR, he could have 6 for 60, a couple, you know, just like a
is
base
he hurt?
Kind of thing.
I thought he was hurt too. No,
no. Trey Quinn right now, he's going to, Richardson's the one that's hurt right now. I don't believe Trey Quinn.
I thought I saw Quinn on an injury report.
I will double check that. If that's the case, then you
there's
are
another guy
need.
That they're talking about. I saw, well, when I was doing my draft research, I saw another guy that I had never heard of.
Well,
that may end up leading their team. I don't know.
We're going to end up leading the team in receptions if Trey Quinn's hurt. It's going to get bad real fast. Let me tell you.
Yeah, could be Anthony Rendon.
No, he's fine. He's expected to practice. It was a thumb injury in the third preseason game. He's fine. There was nothing. He's back at practice already from what I'm seeing right here.
Yeah, it's such a bad situation there. All right. Fourth down, Jared Hocker, offensive lineman for Texas A&M, came out and said yesterday there will be an upset this week in Clemson. Texas A&M, 19.5-point underdogs this week at Clemson against the Tigers. Joe, if you're gonna do one of those Joe Namath things, maybe the line should be like 7 or so, man. 19.5. Texas A&M going to Clemson and winning.
I mean, Jared Hocker, I think, should have kept his mouth shut because all this does is just, you know, make bulletin board material for Clemson. If you believe, like, that's something you say to your teammates, but you don't go say it on social media. You don't go say it to the press. You tell your teammates, hey, we're going to shock the world. We're going to go out there and we're going to beat this team and no one's going to see it coming. And you know what? Maybe after week one, you're rolling on a team like Clemson did. Maybe they do come a little sluggish. Maybe they're not taking the opponents necessarily as seriously as they should. And there might have been that opportunity. But you know what happens when you open your mouth? That window gets shut. It gets shut real fast. And Jared Hocker, I think, just opened a big can of whoop ass on himself. And it's not going to be pretty. No, not going to be pretty at all.
I mean, listen, the Aggies certainly have some potential for sure. I mean, but again, you're going to Clemson. Jimbo Fisher has to know better than one of his guys popping off like this. Clemson, they looked phenomenal on opening night last week. And Travis Etienne rushed for 200 yards. And they have a great receiver, great defense, too. I mean, A&M may want to wait until an SEC game to do something like that. But it's just one guy. But one guy, unfortunately, that we're talking about here on the show. That's the opening drive here on Fantasy Sports Today. Coming up next, Joe and I continue our fantasy discussion. We got our Florida Man segment, by the way, coming up pretty soon. We'll dive more into college football in the second hour of the show. You're listening to Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Bish and Joe Pizzapia. And we'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go away.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
Do you want two risk-free wagers up to $1,000? If so, go to pointsbet.com/grid. Open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID, and you'll get two risk-free bets of up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept, where customers, they're rewarded by how much they win their bet. That's pointsbet.com/grid. Enter the promo code GRID, and get your two risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
If you've heard of WeatherTech floor liners, you probably know that for your vehicle's floor, nothing protects better. But what about protection for the rest of your car or truck? I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Besides our floor liners, we design, engineer, and manufacture a wide range of automotive accessories right here in America. And just like our floor liners, everything is done to the highest standards possible. We understand what kind of investment owning a vehicle can be. So we do everything possible to help you protect it. We don't take shortcuts, and we never make concessions when it comes to quality. For everything from cargo liners to cleaning and detailing supplies to mud flaps and car covers, the one place you need to go is WeatherTech.com. So if you are familiar with our floor liners, just imagine how well the rest of our products will work for you. Learn more about our full line of automotive accessories at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CARMATS, WeatherTech.com. Proudly made in America.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 fantasy football package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 fantasy football package, only at rotoexperts.com. Fantasy Sports Today.
The million that you earned for the show today, throw it on the Colts at, like, I believe they're like 50 to 1 now or 60 to 1. Step up to the window and say, you know what? I'm going to take the Colts there. And by the way, here's the fun part about it. If you take the Colts at 50 to 1, 60 to 1, 80 to 1, whatever it is, if they even get to the Super Bowl, you're going to make a lot of money because then you could just bet the other team. That's all you really need to happen.
I get you. You mapped out my entire future for me. Now my kids can go to college.
Weekdays, noon to 2 p.m. Eastern on the FNTSY Sports Network and on your popular podcast provider. Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish and Joe Pisapia.
This call is being recorded.
This is Joe and Craig on Fantasy Sports Today, the 12:25 Eastern segment. Here we go in 3, 2, 1. And welcome back, Fantasy Sports Today, as we continue our first hour of fantasy discussion. We got our Florida man coming up next. I know you guys like that, so stay tuned for that as well. And look, as we get closer to the season in the NFL, it's always kind of fun to make predictions. I know throughout the week and tomorrow, you know, we'll do our Super Bowl ones, we'll do our fantasy bold ones, we'll take a look and see who we ended up having the most shares of in all of our leagues and throw some of these out there. And maybe some will hit, a lot will miss, that's for sure. It's the way that this thing goes. But, you know, Joe, last year was a disappointing season for a number of players in the NFL for sure, and a lot of players in fantasy that you end up drafting. And I want to ask you this just from a conceptual point of view. I think that novice drafters or people who are new to this, or people, you know, honestly have like this preconceived notion sometimes that when they take a player, it's really hard for them to take that same player the next year if they burn them. And there's really no, I used to call it in baseball, the Tulowitzki effect, because you take Troy Tulowitzki and you think, oh my gosh, he's having a great year, whatever. And then, you know, he would not help you. And then the next year he would still be in the first round and you'd go, oh, I'm not taking Tulowitzki. In the NFL, the guy that I would say would be the closest to that, honestly, maybe even a better example, was Rob Gronkowski. It was really hard in fantasy to draft him 2 years in a row, because you would draft him with the expectations. He naturally would not meet those expectations. Then somebody else would think that he would meet those expectations. And in the circle of life, it would just keep going back. So, I mean, is that a difficult thing for you, Joe, when somebody just burns you so bad in fantasy 1 year? Can you come back the next year and say, you know what, I'll forget about all that and I'll go down that well again?
You're supposed to. You should. But it's difficult. I feel that pain. I had two number one overall picks last year, and both of them were full point PPR. And I was of the mind when I drafted them, and these were two of my most important leagues, that Le'Veon Bell was going to really put on a show, that he was going to show up, put on a show, and go cash in. And that didn't happen. And I have some serious burn on my back from Le'Veon Bell, which is why I was so gun shy of the Melvin Gordon stuff going on this year. And when last we spoke, that whole news had just broken where the gentleman from the beat reporters down there and said that we expect him, you know, this week one, expect was the word. And here we are as we're getting closer. And I think the expectation now is clearly that he's going to be playing on another team. And if he's not, then he's not playing for the Chargers. So unless there's an injury or something else that crops up last minute, that's the way it's trending. So it is very difficult. But that being said, this year, I do have some Le'Veon Bell shares, because if I'm going to get a player on a discount, I'm going to take him. I have a league that I just drafted that I got Todd Gurley and Le'Veon Bell with my first two picks, because Bell just slipped. And I said, you know what? Screw it. I'm going to take him, because even though last year wasn't what it was, and yeah, there's questions about him on the Jets, I think the good fantasy player has to compartmentalize those failures with certain players and continue to say, where's the value? And I think this year there's a lot of value with guys who are on that comeback trail, and there's opportunities to take advantage of that value.
Yeah. And look, I'm with you. It is hard. You kind of have to get past it. But as an example in baseball, overall, I'm not having a great season. And every year what I do is, before the fantasy baseball season begins, I always tweet out, here are the guys that I have the most of and you should avoid. I do that every year, because that means they're not going to be good. And one of them ended up being Travis Shaw, and he was just slipping. And in an auction also, I got him for relatively cheap, and I thought, wow, this is going to be great. I can't imagine myself, Joe, and Shaw will be gone. Milwaukee will get rid of him. He'll go to somebody else in the offseason for sure. But I can't imagine next year when the sleepers come out and he's on the list, because he's on Toronto or something. You know how it's going to go. Or he's on Baltimore, right? Oh, Travis Shaw could have a comeback season. I don't know that I could be that guy. And that's that is tough what you're saying. I agree. And you have to block that out and put it out of your mind and and say, even though I took Gronkowski in the third round, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it again this year. It just doesn't happen like that, though. It's so easy to say, but it just doesn't happen. It's hard to go down the well over and over again. Syndergaard in baseball is another good example of a guy that that every year someone has these crazy wild expectations for him. They don't come true, and then you don't take him the following year. But in football, it happens also. So let's kind of dive in. And I think really the big lightning rod for the whole fantasy season is the same. And it's a similar situation, except for the draft capital on Josh Gordon, Joe, isn't nearly as high as it used to be. And people would always waste some early pick on Josh Gordon, think he was going to come back, he was going to play. Naturally, if you look at statistics, he's had one great season. And then he's had great games. He's played very well. He's played well with the Patriots in the playoffs. But he has not delivered the fantasy draft ADP with the exception of 1 year in the last five that he's come through. Is this the year, Joe, comeback year for Josh Gordon? Is this it, or are we in week four? Or are we going, again?
I think if he plays a full season, the caveat of that, then yeah, it is a comeback season. Yeah,
that's not a fair caveat.
It's the only caveat.
You can't give yourself a caveat. You got to call it one way or the other.
I will call it that he will play this year. I will call he will play a full season.
How many games? 16. I always give a mulligan on a game. Yeah, 15.
Yeah, that's fine. You give a guy a mulligan on a game, he's hurt, but 15. The problem with Josh Gordon, here's the thing. Everyone's still living off this big season from him. And the reason why is because of the talent, because when he's on the field, he is that good of a player. And he's been his own worst enemy and his demons and the issues that he's had. I feel like that's why guys out there, fantasy-wise, are so willing to buy back into Josh Gordon every year, because they can't shake the concept of the talent. They just can't shake it. They see him, they look at it, and I'll tell you what, as soon as the news came that he signed, people were all over him, and people wanted to elevate him to wide receiver 2 status, which I am not there yet. I'm sorry. I think he's a great wide receiver 3, potentially, but there's still such inherent risk, and it has to do with your roster construction. It has to do with who your guys in front of him. Are you talking about Michael Thomas and Julio in front of him? Okay, well, then Josh Gordon, your 3 is amazing. But if your first wide receiver is Stephon Diggs, and then your second one is another guy where you're kind of just hoping that things work out well, you know, if it's a Calvin Ridley or somebody like that, where you know it's got upside, then your third one's Gordon, it's a little trickier. Still not a bad wide receiving core, but I think something you have to be concerned with. So when this guy plays 15 games, and I think that's going to be this year, because I think if there's any culture that can probably prop him up for an entire season start to finish, it's the Patriot culture, that I do think you can get 1,000 yards receiving. I don't think you're going to get like a 1,200 yard season or something insane like that with, you know, 1,500 yards and 15 touchdowns. I don't think that's realistic, but 1,008 would be a fantastic year return for Josh Gordon. Yeah. I think that'd be a great
return. That's right. Yeah. You know, 65 catches, 970 yards, 6 touchdowns. That's wide receiver.
I'll take him over AJ Green right now. I'll be honest with you.
Oh, really? Shocking. These guys out for
you. It's not shocking. Maybe not to you and me, it's shocking, but to other, I'm telling you right now, there's still people who will take their shot on AJ Green over him.
Yeah, I haven't seen many. Now, look, I only do a handful, but I have not seen many drafts that Green's gone over ahead of Gordon, at least for the drafts that I've seen. But I suppose it's reasonable. Emmanuel Sanders of the Denver Broncos was a foregone conclusion to not draft over the last month. He had a wild night in one preseason game. His ADP shot up like 20 points. Is he a potential comeback candidate coming off the injury? Showed a lot in that one game, but is he set up to succeed in Denver this year?
I think he is. And I'll tell you this, I liked it a lot more. There you go again. Early drafts where I got him for nothing, where he's a free square, as opposed to when that ADP shot up, because now he has to return. So depending on when you got him and how you got him and where he is on your depth chart on your roster, it depends on my love for Emmanuel Sanders. That I will say, it's not just blind love. It's got the caveat, but I do think that with Joe Flacco there, who is a capable, if not limited, quarterback, that Emmanuel Sanders can once again become a very, very profitable wide receiver 3 type guy, a guy that you like the volume if he's explosive enough still. And he has a specific role, I believe, to play in this offense. And so far, knock on wood, the health has been pretty good.
Yeah, it's interesting because Sanders has gotten more draft talk in the last 2 weeks than Cortland Sutton. It feels like, man, that guy is, once upon a time, I thought last year, people thought, wow, this is going to be a big breakout. Didn't really happen. Okay, now to running back, we have Darius Geis of the Redskins, who was great at LSU. I mean, him playing behind Fournette, and I remember talking him up coming into the draft, but Joe, I just don't have the temptation to grab a player coming off an injury. So he's not on any of my teams this year, but certainly if he plays like he did at LSU, he could be among the best running backs in the NFL. Very shifty, can catch the ball, more elusive than Fournette. Also, he was at LSU, couldn't tackle the guy either. I loved him. But man, a season-long injury, it's hard for me to go down that road. I got to be honest.
I can understand that. And I can understand not drafting him. And I have a few shares, not many. I would say just a few. I would say Darius Geis is one of my favorite trade targets of the year, because I do believe that as season wears on, they are going to continue to make that youth movement. You saw what Buffalo did last year, passing it off to Josh Allen. I think the same thing's going to happen to Haskins sooner than later. And when you do that, you're going to continue to pass things off and pass a torch to Darius Geis. They made a big investment. They need him to get out there and play. And I think also for the fan base, you need to show them a future. You need to get them excited about what's going on and what's happening. And I think Geis will be a big part of that. I think Geis is one of my favorite trade targets in the first month of the season, because owners of him will get frustrated with the timeshare with him and Peterson early on. And sometimes frustrations, certain owners just can't see the finish line. They can't see down to week 10, 11, 12. So take advantage of that. So Geis is a major trade target for me, less of a draft target, but certainly a guy that I think as the season goes on, I want to buy on the cheap if I can.
Yeah, I think for me, I'm concerned it ends up in like a David Johnson situation of last year, where the coaches don't know what to do with them and they can't get them loose and the offensive line isn't good if Trent Williams isn't there. Listen, they're all decent options to mention, but of course, I'll be in on some, I'll be out on some. This is just one that I'll be out on this year. By the way, I do have a lot of Josh Gordon, and I don't even know that if he can do it, but I hope he can. Give me one more, Joe. Give me one more guy that you think is a great candidate to outperform what he did last year, or just basically return off a disappointing season. Give me one more.
I'm going to give you Jimmy G. Everybody was so in love with Jimmy Garoppolo last year, and I think that everybody all of a sudden just forgot about why. And although I thought the love was a little too much last year, I think it's fallen off in the opposite direction. All these other young quarterbacks have gone past him. So I think Garoppolo is going to surprise people. I think the expectations are much lower than they were heading into last year for him. And I think he's got a little something to prove. So in those super flex leagues, I think Garoppolo can be a really nice value as that second QB.
All right, so there you have it. Those are some of our candidates this year to be potential comeback candidates in 2019. So Joe brings up some good points. Even if you didn't draft them in fantasy football, maybe there's someone after week two or week three that is frustrated, and then the buys kick in after week four and five. Maybe you can grab one of these guys to send over a bye week fill-in for someone that starts off 1-2 or 0-3. Always keep that in the back of your mind. Some of your owners in your fantasy league will get desperate, and honestly, they should. If any fantasy owner starts off 0-3 and they think they're making the playoffs, If they go 0-4, that's the doomsday. That's the killer. So no one goes 0-4 and makes it. Find a team out there that's 0-3 that has Darius Geis or one of these mentions. Maybe you can end up pulling yourself up and pulling that guy right back down where he needs to be. All right, we'll take a quick time out here on Fantasy Sports Today. When we come back next, we have our Florida Man segment for the week on this Tuesday, September the 3rd. You're listening to FNTSY Radio, Joe Pizzapia and Craig Mish right here on Fantasy Sports Today. We got full-time fantasy, by the way, coming up at 2 o'clock Eastern, 2 to 4 Eastern. Adam Ronis and Dr. Roto are standing by and getting you ready for the fantasy football season as well. Don't forget to like and subscribe to our show, whether you're listening to it live or on demand, potentially on the iTunes app or as well as any Android app. Make sure you also subscribe to our show. It will get sent to you immediately after we're done. We'll take a quick time out and be back in just a couple of minutes with our Florida Man. Don't go away.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com.
MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. But a lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible. But since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76 and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up. And the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400. The safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish and Joe Pisapia.
Oh, yeah, one of our favorite segments of the week. It's time to dive into my home state, where I live, and the wackiest stories that go on around the country. No question about it. Everybody comes to retire in Florida, Joe, but they also come to Florida to do some of the wackiest stuff around the country. I don't know why it is that always the craziest stories happen in Florida. Where I live, it isn't as wild because I'm more more of a metropolitan type area, as you would say. I live in the Hollywood-Fort Lauderdale area. It's a city, more or less, you know, like Miami, Fort Lauderdale. But Joe, there are some places in Florida that produce some wacky stories, as you know.
Yes. Well, I mean, there's wacky all over this country, that's for sure. But I think Florida, it's its own particular wacky. I think it's because of the lack of seasons. I think that's what it is. I think the sun, it just feels like every other day you go out there and the weather, it's hot and it rains and it's hot again. And I just think you get into a pattern and you start to lose your mind a little bit. That's what I kind of feel like. But I'm excited for these because I love a good Florida man story.
All right, so let's do a couple of them here on the show today. And for those of you who've been following, there was a chance, by the way, on today's show that I was not going to be able to do the show. And I had sent an email out to the powers that be here because of Hurricane Dorian. Now, fortunately for me, and not fortunate, of course, for everyone that I'll pray for, of course, in the Bahamas, which I've been to many times, some of the just devastating, terrible video to see there. And others also in the state of Florida, north of where I am in South Florida, suffering from any kind of damage, prayers to them as well. But luckily for me, I was able to get through this one today with power. But there was a Florida man, Joe, who basically thinks it's a good idea. And his video, of course, went viral because of the stupidity of it. If you haven't seen it, you can just basically Google Florida man and hurricane and you can find it online. This is going on in Palm Bay, Florida, which is western Florida. And he says that he can't see how they haven't come up with a way to combat the storms. They keep saying 2 days ago, 3 days ago, oh, it's going to hit with all this warm weather and water. Then he says, quote, we have a Navy. Why does the Navy come down and drop ice in the warm water so it can't get going as fast as it's going? There's got to be ways to combat this instead of just pointing at the thing and saying, well, now it's getting worse. We know it's getting worse. So, Joe, we begin with that story today and a very reasonable solution to stop the hurricanes would be just to dump some cold water under it, right? That would seem to be the price. Like, or maybe some Robitussin will work too.
Well, you know, that always does the trick for me. I would say that. But Palm Bay, is that like if Tampa Bay and Palm Beach like had a baby? Is this even a real place? I feel like a made up Miami Vice town. Like, well, he's somewhere in Palm Bay. We got
a lot of little small areas, man.
Doesn't even sound like it sounds like a made up place. First of all, second of all, I can't get mad at this guy when some other people, leaders at the top, want to drop nuclear weapons into hurricanes to blow them up, which was an idea flying around with our esteemed president earlier this week. So that's not the greatest idea either. I don't want to be dropping bombs in the middle of nowhere into hurricanes, but at least this man has some logic, right? Well, if it's you know, a hot thing, then we should drop some cold in it. And, you know, so I give him credit that at least he understands the difference between hot and cold. I don't think the bar is set very high here, but
I'm trying to visualize this. Like, how would this even happen? Like, I feel like,
is he parasailing into it and dropping it? Like, what's
do you have to get like Ben Affleck and Bruce Willis in the Armageddon movie to like send the plane in there with a bunch of ice? Do.
I think you do.
This feels like one of those really bad disaster movies that starts off with so much promise and then it just goes to straight drama. There's some making out involved with a couple people eventually, and then they just drop buckets of ice. Like on an asteroid or something.
I got the name for it. Ready? Heart of the Storm.
There it is. Like Heart of the Storm. That's a Heart great idea. You have to pick actors for it.
You do.
Dennis Quaid. Dennis Quaid sounds like reasonable.
He could be reasonable. He could play the president in this one too. Or it's like,
or the main scientist.
Or the main scientist. He could also play the main scientist. That's a good one. Well, I always feel like Ben Affleck is in all those movies. Like, that's a very Ben Affleck type, but you know, he's getting old now, so I think now he's on the other end of that. Like, maybe he has the kid who falls in love, you know right. He has the daughter that falls in
the
love.
Rock has got to be in somehow, right? The Rock. Oh,
is there a way to make a movie without The Rock or Kevin Hart?
He's got to be in this one.
I mean, and the fact that they're in most movies together now, that just pisses me off. And I like The Rock personally. I mean, I don't know if you dislike The Rock, I don't know, but I have a hard time finding a Rock movie that I like. Is that a problem? I don't think I've liked a movie that The Rock has been in.
I mean, they're all like action and sort of entertaining. I guess that's kind of it. They're not really thought provoking. It's just one of those movies that, like, if you want to mind numb yourself for a couple hours, you put it on. Yeah.
There was
one that he did. Oh man, I don't even remember what it was. Honestly, you know what?
Moana?
He's in every movie. No, not that one. There was another disaster movie that he was in.
Skyscraper, that looked like a turd. San Andreas, I saw part of
that's
that.
The that's, one. That's the one.
Oh, that was the terrible.
One. Was it terrible? I thought it was.
Okay. I don't know. I mean, even going back to like The Walking Tall, or I don't know. I don't do any of the Fast and Furious. The Scorpion King is the only one that I'm like, all right, I can. This one's fine. Like, that's the one movie of his that I can handle. But man, him and Kevin Hart. I mean, Kevin Hart has the greatest agent in the world. This guy's in every movie.
I'm not gonna rip Kevin Hart. He got in a bad car accident. I'm gonna let him off.
He did. Yeah. Hopefully he's okay. But I guarantee you, he's gonna do a movie about it.
He could. It's possible. Okay. One other Florida man story for you here on the show. Then we'll get back to fantasy a little bit. This also goes back to the hurricane, and you can research this, and you could, you know, look online, Google it, whatever, find this story. But a Florida man. Was at a gas station, Joe. Now, to give you guys an idea as to what happens, this is really no joke. When the hurricane comes to South Florida, to give you an idea, if you can kind of paint this picture in your mind, the second that there's a chance that a hurricane is coming here, Joe, you can't get gas anywhere in Florida.
Right. Oh, I've seen on TV. Yeah,
4 hour line. And it's legitimate. I can tell you for firsthand. Now, can you go at 11, 12 o'clock at night and only wait 30 minutes? Yes. Like, those are things that you can accomplish. But in broad daylight, with 2 or 3 days to go before a hurricane, if it's coming, you're going to be waiting for a long time. And even when you're getting the gas, it doesn't come out fast. And immediately pumps are being shut down and they're putting trash bags over them. It's a wild scene. I've seen it happen before. Driving the last time there was a hurricane here 2 years ago to Orlando, we had this app that told us where there was live gas and where there wasn't. It's insane and it's scary. You think you have your kids in the car and you're going to run out. So there's a rush toward gas, just like there is water and all these other supplies. But this one guy, Joe, he was caught. He has this really bright idea of he went to Home Depot And I suppose the reason why he did this was probably for his generator, which it is really smart, by the way, to have a generator. But he carried basically a dozen Home Depot orange buckets and decided that he's going to put the gas in the buckets. Now, hopefully this guy made it home without blowing up. But this is like this is one of the dumbest things that I've seen and the scariest things that I've seen, because look, we all know what those buckets are good for. They're good for paint. They're good. They're good for putting baseballs in when you want to take your kid hitting. But Joe, man, a dozen of these orange buckets, one goes, your whole car goes. I don't know what this guy's thinking.
This is what I like to call natural selection, Craig. This is what Darwin was talking about. Well, sometimes things in evolution just finds a way. And this is part of that. This is someone that should not be doing this. This is dangerous for him and everyone else. Terrifying. Yeah. And the buckets, like, what are you going to do with the bucket? Like, when you get home, and you're going to, like, you cover the bucket, you have another storage system. Like, what's
your
the
whole
situation?
House will blow up. You kidding me? Well, here's what happens. So when you do this, just to give you an idea, if you have a generator, there's nothing wrong with taking gas cans, legitimate, hazard free gas cans, and filling up, Joe, one or two, you know?
All right. Well, that makes sense.
One or two, you keep it by the house. And yeah. then if there is an issue,
well, you keep it by the shed. Let's be honest. You don't keep it by the house.
Yeah. But again, just one or two also. And you tap them off and they have a really tight top, too. So they can't. And if anything happens, like if a flood happens, it'll just, you know, it does. Because can you imagine if they just spill all over the place? It's like an oil spill. Basically, the whole place will blow up. But yeah, so you do that. But oh, my gosh, like this crazy guy, I don't know, maybe he was doing it like those guys who were standing outside the Popeye's chicken. Maybe he was going to sell buckets of Home Depot gas.
Well,
I have no idea.
I don't know that. I mean, he's just
same
out there
guy. Good point.
Could be the same guys. Could also just have Ziploc bags, maybe filling them up. I mean, there's lots of other things you can use to fill up. Just fill it up with gasoline. Well, here's what knocks me out. So the gasoline guys are still like, hey, no, okay, fine. We'll just let you fill this up. Like, that's the other thing. Like, wouldn't somebody go, no, I don't
know.
No,
they
I'm
stopped them. Yeah, they tried. Yeah, they someone took a picture, posted it on Facebook, and a police officer got involved.
Well,
and
Florida's one of these places where you pump your own gas or no? Because in Jersey, you don't pump your own gas. You're not allowed.
Really? Wow. Oh, no, yeah, we're pumping our own gas.
No, you're pumping. Yeah, that's what takes so long, too. I'm sure, you know, in these crisis situations. But in New Jersey, you can't pump your own gas. It's Pennsylvania you do, New Jersey you don't. Weird, like state to state. Actually, I got a fun one for you. Tell me, is this a Florida man, a New Jersey man, or something Joe just made up? You ready for this real quick?
Sure.
All right. So there was a gentleman back in 2016 who for two straight days on the beach was wearing nothing but, and again, a gentleman wearing nothing but a clear plastic wrap bikini and was later arrested for rudeness. So tell me, is this a New Jersey man, a Florida man, or Joe just made this up?
I think you kind of gave it away that it's a New Jersey guy.
You think so? What gave it away?
The fact that you said there was a guy in New Jersey. Now I'm going
to
tell you a story.
Well, I'm trying to make it like another community kind of thing. You know, it's a beach community, and New Jersey got some weird people too. You're right. It's a New Jersey man. So
I figured
just kind of everywhere.
Yeah, no, I know, but Florida tends to be the way. Listen, I'm not proud of it. It's where I live. It's just the stories that come out of here are just insane. People getting hit by tacos and chasing people with machetes and people with leaving their shoe off and getting arrested. Like we could do these all day long, but
We're going to evolve this into Florida man or just Joe lying. We're going to have to turn this into a game because I think this is,
I agree. Next week we'll do that for sure. Yes. All right. Yeah. What we got to do now is take a quick time out here on the show. In case you missed any of our first hour, coming up next, we play the best of the first hour for you. Then we will come back in our second hour of the show. That's 1 to 2 Eastern. Do a little fantasy football trust or bust, dive back into some college football. And then I had my final draft of the fantasy season. We'll ask Joe to give us a grade on it. You're listening to Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish, Joe Pizzapi. We'll be right back.
I weighed 300. 300-
29 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Ender 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials, what, for a decade? I was like, yeah, I'm just going to try it. My pants are, like, falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes ear congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the eighth Daily Roto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-961-3631, 800-961-3631, 800-961-3631, 800-961-3631.
Game time decisions.
Sun Belt teams have fared very well in bowl games. They do well when they play Power 5 teams and they're getting points. They've had a lot of competitive games. There's some teams that can play in this conference. App State, they're the favorites at minus 175. Arkansas State's plus 450. Troy is plus 700. Georgia Southern 9-1. Lafayette 13-1. Monroe 13. Texas State 50. The Sun Belt's actually been a moneymaker.
Weekdays 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on Sumo TV, channel 719.
The morning after.
Colorado, not yet legal, but legislation proposed. What the hell's taking you so long? You've already legalized weed.
They probably forgot. They'll get around.
They're like, yeah, legalized sports betting. They'd be like, dude, I thought we already did. Oh, like, what? Like, yeah, of course. Like, who can say no in Colorado now? You go to a Bronco game, it's like Cheech and Chong in a parking lot.
Weekdays, 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on Sumo TV, channel 719.
Fantasy Football Frenzy.
Are there any Ravens pass catchers that you are excited about this year for fantasy football?
Team that's not really a great throwing team? Of course he's not going to have an impact. I don't want him in fantasy. You mentioned dynasty leagues, keeper leagues. That's a little different. Give it a couple of years, we'll see what happens. Maybe Lamar Jackson does develop. He's nowhere near. He's not even close to a finished project. So I have zero interest in any pass catcher on Baltimore, with the exception of maybe a backup tight end. Maybe Andrews for a tight end, too.
Watch live weekdays, 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern on Sumo TV, channel 719. Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish and Joe Pisapia.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. As we wrap up the first hour of the show, here's what you missed. Is this the year, Joe, comeback year for Josh Gordon? Is this it, or are we in week four? Or are we going, again?
I think if he plays a full season, the caveat of that, then yeah, it is a comeback season. Yeah,
that's not a fair caveat. That's not fair.
It's the only caveat.
You can't give yourself a caveat. You gotta call it one way or the other.
I will call it that he will play this year. I will call he will play a full season.
How many games? 60? I always give a mulligan on a game. Yeah, 15.
Yeah, that's fine. You give a guy a mulligan on a game, he's hurt. But 15. The problem with Josh Gordon, here's the thing. Everyone's still living off this big season from him. And the reason why is because of the talent, because when he's on the field, he is that good of a player. And he's been his own worst enemy and his demons and the issues that he's had. I feel like that's why guys out there fantasy wise are so willing to buy back into Josh Gordon every year, because they can't shake the concept of the talent. They just can't shake it. They see him, they look at it. And I'll tell you what, as soon as the news came that he signed, people were all over him and people wanted to elevate him to wide receiver two status, which I am not there yet. I'm sorry. I think he's a great wide receiver three potentially, but there's still such inherent risk, and it has to do with your roster construction. It has to do with who your guys in front of him. Are you talking about Michael Thomas and Julio in front of him? Okay, well then Josh Gordon, your three is amazing. But if your first wide receiver is Stephon Diggs, and then your second one is another guy where you're kind of just hoping that things work out well, you know, if it's a Calvin Ridley or somebody like that, where you know it's got upside, then your third one's Gordon. It's a little trickier. Still not a bad wide receiving core, but I think something you have to be concerned with.